Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Ches, and we are at the second to last of the skinny lines of daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Abaya. So yesterday we began a new sugya, another chapter within Perek Chelik, and those are the sugyas of Yemoris HaMashiach. As we saw yesterday, the Gemara mentioned different simonim about the dor that is going to precede Mashiach coming, the Shemitah cycle that's going to precede Mashiach coming. And as we're going to see today, the Gemara is going to talk about more such chazals. And really, it's an avoida to sit down and try to reconcile all the different pshatim that the Gemara gives with regards to what's going to usher in the coming of the Mashiach. And as we say, these Gemaras that we learn, even though they're agadita, and they maybe don't get the same amount of ear time as some of the real halachic sugyas and chas, but really they deserve it. And in order to fully understand and fully comprehend these sugyas, one would have to sit down and go through the Gemaras and Psukim Enach and the Rishonim and the Sifri Machshava, and even then it's going to be above our pay grade. But either way, we'll just try to take out pockets of things that maybe we can take away. So Zok to Gemara, Amar Abba, Yoloi Pachas Almo, Mitalsim Veshisi Tzadiki. Every single generation has 36 tzadikin, the Mekabli Apishchino, that when they're going to die, they're going to have front row seats, they're going to be able to be mekabel the Pnei Meshchina. Shereh, as the Pasuk says, Ashrei kol choyche loy, and loy begematria, talsam v'shisha hava. The word loy is begematria 36. So there are 36 that are Ashrei. What does it mean, Ashrei? That lo'asid lovoy, they are going to be nestoifeth b'tziloy shel hashchina in a very, very profound way. Freik the Gemara. Is that true? Talsim v'shisha havi? Is it only 36? V'amar Rava. Rava said, Dor, the Kamei Kutcha Baruch Hu, the row of tzaddikim that are going to sit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tam nisri alfi havoi, they're really 18,000. So the number is not 36. B'chol dor v'dor, but rather the number is 18,000. And if you take 36 and you multiply it by all the generations that you would have in the 6,000 years of the world, you're going to end up with a number that's going to be less than 18,000. So how do you reconcile it? And now, how do you know 18,000? There's different levels that a tzaddik is going to be able to be nene from the Zivashchina. There are those that are going to be Baspaklar Yamiro, and then there are going to be those that are going to be Baspaklar Yesheina Miro. Baspaklar Yamiro, that's Ashrei Kol Choyche Loi, that's 36 in each generation. Baspaklar Yesheina Miro, that's going to be a bigger number, that's going to be 18,000. Where do you have this idea, Baspaklar Yamiro? You have it by Nevuah. The Rambam says that all the Nevi'im said Nevuah Baspaklar Yesheina Miro. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu whose Nevuah was on a whole nother level. He was able to say nevuah ba'aspaklar yamiira. So exactly what that means, again, above our pay grade. But one thing is clear, aspaklar yamiira means, it's more clear. There's a certain level of clarity, a certain level of high definition that one has if he's zoicha to aspaklar yamiira. So Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah ba'al mahodein was ba'aspaklar yamiira. There are 36 tzaddikim that they're going to merit, they'll be able to be nene from the ziv hashchina, again, ba'aspaklar yamiira, as it relates to having hana baspaklar yecheina meira. There were many neviim, a lot of neviim, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, keflayim kiyotze Mitzrayim, that were able to say nevuah, albeit baspaklar yecheina meira. And so too, tzadikim basalavoi, there are going to be 18,000 sitting on the front row. They're going to be baspaklar yecheina meira. But the Gemara says, "Omina fisha kulei hai." I still don't think it's that many. It shouldn't be 36 times the amount of generations that you have in 6,000 years. Because va mar chizkiya, am Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Shimon ben Yechai, roisi ben Ali ben. I met Bnei Aliyah. I met people that were able to achieve the highest level in their Avodas Hashem, and there were very few. Said Rav Shimon bar Yochai, "In Elafim, if there are 1,000, literally from Bria Sa'olam until today, ani uvni umehem. I want you to know, me and my son Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, we're 2 of the 1,000. In Meyahem, if the number is 100, ani uvana mehem. We make the cut." Top 100 all time. And in Shnayim, he said, even if there are only 2, me and my son, we would be those 2. But what's the kasha? See, it's not 36 in every generation. It was Mu'atin and Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who knew these things, the author of the Zohar HaKadosh. He wasn't sure how many, 1,000, 100. He had a tzad that maybe it was even 2. Says the Gemara, you have to say there's even another level. Like kasha, hada ayle bebar, hada lo ayle bebar. There are people that were able to go bas baklaria hameira, but only RSVP. They would have to be invited. They would have to be given permission before they can merit to experience the Shekhinah in such a way. Then there were those that were able to experience the Shekhinah even without first being granted permission. They could be nichnes v'yotze, as if they're part of the family. How many are those? Reb Shimon bar Yochai wasn't sure. One thing he was sure, that him and his son, if there were even two people that got it, it would be those two. So there's different levels. There's 18,000. There's 36 in each generation, who, by the way, might be the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. And then there's the Bnei Aliyah, Shemuatim Heim. Shem Ba'yichai wasn't sure. 200, 1,000. Either way, Zok the Gemara. More about Mashiach. Amar Rav, a well-known Gemara, Kalu Kala Kitzin. Rav said that all the ends, all the Kitzin, when Mashiach is presumably supposed to come, he can't come past this date, he can't come past that date, they've all come. Meaning, we don't have to wait for a predetermined time at this point. All the kitzim have already arrived. Why didn't Mashiach come yet? Because at this point, what we need to do is tshuva. We need to do masim tovim. We need to do things to merit Mashiach coming. But as it relates to the kates, it's not like we're doing what we're supposed to do, just the kates didn't come yet. Kalu kala kitzin. At this point, in adavar talui, ela b'tshuva master says. Basically, what Rab was saying was, if we do tshuva, Mashiach's going to come. Shmuel Amar b'Shmuel argued, dayu la'ovel sheyamoid be'evloi. What did he mean? So Rashi says, tu pshatim. In the second shot, Rashi says, dayu la'ovel. Dying Yisrael Tsar Golus, afilu beloy tshuva negol. That because of the fact that the Yidden are suffering through the Golus, even if they don't do tshuva, Rav, said Shmuel, daye la avul sheyamoy be'evli, the avelus that the avul has, that in and of itself will be the reason for Mashiach to come. Now the Marsha speaks out based on the Gemara that we're about to see, and that is that even Shmuel agrees that the Yidden have to do tshuva. And if the Yidden do not do tshuva, Mashiach cannot come. However, Rav was saying, that we have to be the ones to come to a hakara that we should repent. And if not, Hashem is going to allow things to continue to go until we finally get it. Shmuel argued. Shmuel said, that Hashem is going to be ma'or from Shemayim in us, a ruach hadasha, to get us to do tshuva. Unfortunately, the way that's going to happen is by avelos, the tzoris that the Yidden are going to have is eventually going to bring them to do tshuva. So avada, it's tshuva. Without tshuva, there's not going to be a geula. The question is, does the tshuva have to come from within? It has to come from us, or will HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulate us, so to speak, by giving us tsaris to the point where we're not going to have a choice but to do tshuva. Says the Gemara Ketanai, this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, which seems to be a real yisoidi machlekes, do we have to go and be ma'ir a tshuva? We have to do some real tshuva in order for the geula to come, or Hashem is going to make sure that the geula comes? Is really machlekes Tanai. Rav Leza says, if Yisrael oisim tshuva negal, if Klai Yisrael does tshuva, there's going to be a geula. Ve'im lav, if Klai Yisrael doesn't do tshuva, ein negalim, there's not going to be a geula. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said, I disagree. Im ein oisim tshuva, ein negal. He says, what do you mean? If Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva, so that's it. There's no geula. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Maimed Lohem Melech Shegzeiros of Kasheis Kahaman. Says the Marsha, this is where it's referred to in the Gemara. That even if the Yidden don't do tshuva, Hashem is going to make us do tshuva. Hashem is going to give us a king who's going to have very horrible gzeiros. V'Yisrael oisim tshuva u'machziron l'mutam. And that's going to cause the Yidden to do tshuva. Tanya Yidach. Rebbe Eliezer says the same thing. If Yisrael oisim tshuva negol, Klal Yisrael does tshuva, we're going to have a geula. Shenema shuvu bonim shayva. If the bonim shevavim, the sons that have strayed, do tshuva, then erpa mishuvasam. But if we don't do tshuva, we're not going to have the geula. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, "V'aloi kfar nemar." Doesn't it say chinam nimkartem v'aloi bekesef tigoyel? And what does that mean? Chinam nimkartem b'avodah zarah. It's not going to cost money in order for the geula to come. It's going to be free, meaning free, no tshuva, no masim tovim. So Rabbi Yeshua countered to Rabbi Eliezer. I'm only Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer went right back. You first have to do tshuva, and only afterwards vashuva aleichem. I'm only Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua countered. He said, I'm going to be a bow over you, meaning I'm going to take control over you. Hashem talking to Klai Yisrael, which is a good thing. And Rashi says, "Ba'alti mashma bal korcham." B'loy tshuva, it's mashma even without tshuva. So Rabbi Yeshua said, "You see that Hashem is going to bring the geula even if we don't merit it." But how are you going to understand this pasuk? B'shuva v'nachas tiva sheyon, and it sounds like b'shuva v'nachas, that when the ultimate geula is going to come, it's going to be b'nachas we will have deserved it. Amalei Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Eliezer. Valoik Farnemar, but the pasuk says, Koyemar Hashem, Goyal Yisrael Kedoshoi, Vivzoi Nefesh, Vimisoiv Goy, Le'eved Moishlim, Melochim Yiru, Vekamusar, Vishnachavu. So this is a pasuk that's talking about the Geula. Koyemar Hashem, Goyal Yisrael Kedoshoi. And how do we refer to Klai Yisrael in this pasuk? As a Bizoi Nefesh, as a Metoiv Goy, Le'eved Moishlim. So Rashi, bottom Rashi, Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, Oyslan ha-bezuyen, u-mesuavim ba-averos, afal piken yigalu malachim yiru v'kamu. So you see, even if the Yidin are going to be in a bechina of bezoy nefesh and the toiv goy, still, the geula is going to come. So you see, clearly, even if the Yidin don't do tshuva, still, Hashem will make the geula happen. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer told him, Valik Farnamer, there's another pasuk. Im Toshuv Yisrael, Nu'um Hashem, Eli Toshuv. Clearly, two ways to look at this. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua hit the ball right back over the net. And he said, Valik Farnamer, doesn't the pasuk say, Va'eshmas o ish levush abadim, Asher mimah lemeimei ha'yor, Va'yorem yeminoi usmoy le'al ha'shamayim. So this is a pasuk in Daniel Perek Yud Beis. Again, that talks about la'asad lavoi. Vayorim yimina usmoila la shamaya, vayishova bechayoilom, kilo moyed moyadim, vochatzi, ukechlois napets yad am koidesh techleno, kolela. So Daniel, who we quoted yesterday when we were going through the psukim, where Daniel had his kates, where he thought Mashiach was going to come, the pasuk said, ad idon, vi idonim, uplag idon. Idon referring to the 400 years of Golos Mitzrayim. Idonim would be 400 times 2, plag idon would be 400 times a half, which is 200, which we saw was 1400 years. So this same exact nevuah repeats itself in Daniel. That was Daniel Perek Yud Zayin. This is Daniel Perek Yud Beis, where he says the same thing in Lashon HaKodesh. Ki lemoyed, moyadim, v'chatz. Same exact thing. First one was in Aramaic. This was in Lashon Kodesh. But what did Rabbi Yeshua say I see in this passage? It sounds to me like Daniel was told that Mashiach is going to come at a certain date. Like you, Rabbi Eliezer, that the only time the Gula is going to come is if in Yisrael Leisim Tshuva. So how could Daniel have been told the Moyed, Moyadim, Vachatzi, Idon, Plag Idon? Doesn't make sense. It's totally in Tshuva. Elamai, Rabbi Yeshua said, you see, I'm right. If there's a concept of a Kates, that means that there is a time where Mashiach will come even if we don't do Tshuva. Says the Gemara, the Shasak Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer heard this, Daniel Perek Zayin, which is also Daniel Perek Yudeis, he was quiet, checkmate. At that point, he realized that Rabbi Yeshua was right. So either way, there seems to be a very Yisoidi, Machloikis Amayron, Gidoyle Amayron, Rabbi Shmuel, which is also a Machloikis Tanoi, Gidoyle Atanoi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, whether the Geula Asida is going to come only if Klai Yisrael does Tshuva, or the Geula Asida is going to come even if Klai Yisrael is not in the Madrega of doing Tshuva. Now, we're going to have to do Tshuva, but Hashem will make it through Tsaris and through the difficulties of the Golos that will have no choice but to do Tshuva. But the point is, does it have to be a real Tshuva that comes from deep within where we finally get it? Or even if we don't get it, Hashem will make us do Tshuva, so ultimately there would be a Yeshua. You almost get the sense. We know Rabbi Eliezer was Shitas Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yeshua was Shitas Beis Hillel. So it's very tempting to think that maybe this was almost a Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and you find Beis Shammai, their Shitas throughout Shas is more associated with Midas Adin, and that's this idea where Yisrael Eisim Tshuva, but if Klai Yisrael doesn't do Tshuva, there's not going to be a Geula. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds Fakert, and what's the bottom line? The Shasak Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was quiet. The Aloch is like Rabbi Yeshua, the Aloch is always like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Shamute, he will soon see the Lashon HaRambam. But for now, we have a few classic Gemaras that we have to go through. Rabbi Abba said, "Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh." So Rabbi Abba said, "I spanned the entire Tanakh. I went through everything, and I think from all the psukim that I saw, Yecheskel Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Ches is the pasuk that to me is the most revealing in terms of telling us exactly when Mashiach is going to come. The pasuk says, "Va'atem hori Yisrael, anpechem titenu ufer yechem tisu." La'ami Yisrael, and right afterwards it talks about Mashiach coming. What do you see from here? You see that before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a ribuy of peiros. The economy is going to be booming. That will usher in the coming of Mashiach. Rabbi Lazar says, af mizeh. I think there's another pasuk that's crystal clear that tells us about the dar before Mashiach is going to come. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ki lefnei hayomim mohem, schar ha'adam loy niya, u schar ha'behema einena, Almost a reverse idea. He says that before Mashiach is going to come, Schara Adam Loyinia, it's going to be difficult for people to find work. And it's going to be difficult for a person that owns an animal to find work. Once upon a time, you owned a few horses and mules. You were great Sagvir. But he said a time is going to come where Schara Behemeinana, it's going to be very hard for animals to find work. What does that mean? My Vilayotze Vilaba in Sholim and Atzar, Rav Amar Afta Midi Chacham, and Shekosev Em Sholim, Dechsev Sholim Rav Lo'ayav Yisoy Resecha, Ein Sholim Bepnei Tzar. Even the Talmid HaChamim, who are Sholim Rav Lo'ayav Yisoy Resecha, even they will have no peace. Says Rashi, what does it mean the Talmid HaChamim aren't going to have peace? Lishna Achrina, in the second shot, the Yetzahara. That the Yetzahara is going to be so fierce before Mashiach is going to come that even Talmid HaChamim, people that ordinarily would be upkehitin, it's going to be very challenging in this generation. Ein Lecha Keitz Megula Yoyser Mizeh. If you see that generation, that's clear that we're talking about Yemosa Mashiach. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, I have another very clear remez. Achiyu, kol ha-sha'arim kulon shu'ul. It says, when all the sha'arim, all the prices everywhere are going to be equal, at that point, you know, Mashiach's coming. So there's a lot of Gemaras that talk about simonim of Mashiach. Chevli Mashiach, as we're going to see soon. Ikvas of the Mashiach, as we spoke a little bit about yesterday. So you have different simonim about Mashiach. But at the same time, there's one Gemara with that Moiran thought, this is the most clear of all. Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh. And the Gemara mentions four things. Number one, anpechem titenu, uferyechem tisu la'ami beis Yisrael. There's going to be abundance of payrois. Sounds like a booming economy. Rabbi Lozar said that schara adam loyniya uschara behema einena. It's going to be very difficult for a person to find work. It's going to be difficult for an animal to find work. He added v'layoytze v'laba in sholim and atzar that it's going to be a tekufa where the taivas and the yetzahara is going to be so strong that even talmidei chachamim, they usually are protected by the Torah, even talmidei chachamim are going to have a difficult time being able to fend off the yetzahara. And then finally, Shmuel said, "Achiyu kol ha-sha'arim kulam." It's going to be a time where all the prices everywhere are going to be universal. Rabbi Chanan in his Ikvas of the Mashiach brings from the Chafetz Chaim that the Chafetz Chaim said in his generation, he said he saw a kiyum of this pasuk, "Schara adam lo yiniya, uschara behema einena." He said that once upon a time there was no technology, there was no machinery. So if somebody wanted to get something done, you had to hire people. You had to hire animals. That's how things got done. Then the cotton gin was invented. One thing led to another. But the bottom line is that technology started taking over and it wasn't necessary as much. Already in his time, you didn't need a mule. You didn't need a shire. You didn't need a horse. You needed was a car, right? Things started taking over. And Chavetz Chaim said in his door, you see already, that's the kiyum. On the one hand, it sounds like the economy is going to be doing well. But then again, schara adam loyniyo, schara behem einena, hein hein advarim. That's what it means. It means a world where we're not relying so much on manpower. It means a world where we're not relying so much on animals anymore, but it's a world where we're relying on technology. Half of the felt could be that ties in very nicely to v'la yoytze v'la ba in sholem in atzar. No, Morty, if Tzcharo Adam Loiniya and Tzchar Behem Einenu is technology, that's the Av Talmidei Chachamim Shekosu Behem Sholoim. No, that's the Yetzahara that Talmidei Chachamim are going to be tormented by. Either way, the Chafetz Chaim also said, Ushmuel Omar Achiyu Kol HaShe'orim Kulon Shkulon. Said the Chafetz Chaim that in his day already, he started seeing that once upon a time, he said every shtetl had their own little economy. Right? So he had this shtetl had its a Kotzke, its economy, and Rimanov had its economy, and Primishlan had its economy, Chelmet, its economy. I don't know if there was an economy there, but Koloimar, an economy. Chelm didn't have its economy. Right? So he had all these shtetlach that had their own little, their own little economies. What's that? Yeah. Oh, so they had, but Chafetz Chaim said he sees already now that the economy is turning more global. Today we live in a world of a global economy. I think I once saw that the Maharal says Goy Gumagoy is Gematria 70. What's going to happen, it's going to be one nation, but it's going to be the 70 nations are going to be one. It says once upon a time there was this nation and that nation and the other nation. Goy Gumagoy is where 70 become one. From an economy perspective, you have a global economy. It's very difficult for there to be a situation where one side of the world, at least among civilized nations, should be booming and another part of it shouldn't be doing well. Either way, Zok de Gemara. Amr Reb Chanino, Ebein David Bachi, Zvachish Dag L'chilab B'Yimatze. Mashiach isn't going to come until there's going to be a chile that's going to need a fish and he won't be able to find it. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Oz Ashkia Meimeyem, V'Naroysam Kashem and Oilach, that the Naharois are going to be like oil. In what sense? Just like oil is thick so that fish wouldn't be able to live and thrive in that kind of setting. In that sense, there aren't going to be fish. Because of Basrei, Bayei Mahu, Atzmiach, Keren, Lebeis Yisrael. Om Rab Chanina, Imi David, Bo, Ad Shetichlam, Malchus, Azal, Yisrael. Before Mashiach comes, the Yidden are going to be in such a bad place that even a Malchus, even a silly little Malchus, our own little government, even that we're not going to have. We're going to have zero shlita over what we're doing. Shenema v'choras hazalzalim b'mazmeiros k'siv basrei ba'is ahi yuval shay l'Hashem tzvokos am nemushach umoyot. Om azir yom reb chanino eime davol mashiach zano kam ad shichl gasei ruch miyisrael until they're no mi gasei ruach. Shenema ki oz osim yikir b'chazil egav asech. The Yidden are going to be removed from their gaiva. Sivish arti bekir becham oni vidal v'chasu b'shem Hashem. Am Rav Tzibboi Mishum Rav Rosh Rav Shimon. Em ben David Baach yichlu kol shayftim v'shayftim v'Yisrael. When the corrupt judges and officers of Klal Yisrael are going to be taken away, it's then that Mashiach is going to come. Shenemar v'ashiva yodi alayich v'etzroich kabor sigoyich v'ashiva shavtayich. So when we're going to have our good judges again, that's a sign already of Yomayis HaMashiach, right? We say, Hashiva Shoifteinu Kivarishayna, Umloich Aleinu Mehera. Because Hashiva Shoifteinu Kivarishayna, if we're going to have the good old judges, that somehow is related to Mashiach coming. Omar Ula, En Yerushalayim Niftesel B'Tzdaka, Shenemar Tzion B'Mishpat Tipada V'Shoveh B'Tzdaka. Anyone that's ever been to a parlor meeting has heard that Gemara. Omar Apapa, Ibatli Yehiri, if the Bali Gaiva are going to disappear, Batli Amgushi. We won't have to worry about the Amgushi. So the Amgushi were sorcerers. They were mechashvim. They used to give the Yidden a very hard time. And Rapapa said, you know why we have Amgushi? Because we have Yehiri. We have Bali Gaiva, and they bring in the Amgushi. So that, back of the envelope arithmetic, Ibatli Yehiri, Ibatli Amgushi. He said, Ibatli Dayani, if our corrupt judges will disappear, Ibatli Gazir Pate, then the corrupt non-Jewish judges will disappear as well. Ibatli Yehiri, Ibatli Amgushi, how did he know that? The Ksif, Etzrech, Kabor Sigoyich, V'asiru kol b'dilayich. V'ibatli dayoni batli garzipti. How did he know that? Chesed heisra Hashem mishpatayich. Pina oivayich. Om Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan said. Another very important Gemara. We have to put in quotations as it relates to all these Gemaras that we're learning now. Im ro'isa dar shem ismayit v'hoylech. If you see a generation that's poiches v'hoylech, that has terrible tzores that are affecting it, chakeloi, you should then turn your attention and start waiting for Mashiach. Shenemar ves am oni toshia. When Klai Yisrael is an am oni, it's precisely then that Mashiach is going to come. Am Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and say, Im ro'isa dar shetzores rabbis boyis olav. Kanor, there's so many tzores. It's like the river flows, that's how the tzores are flowing. Chakeloi, that's the time to wait for Mashiach. Shenemar ki yovei kanor tzor ruach Hashem noises avoy. V'somuch lei, what does it say next to it? Uvol, it's here in Goyel. Meaning, Rabbi Yechon said that you want to know when it's Mashiach. When the tzores, im ro'isa dar shem mismayit v'hoylech, im ro'isa dar shem tzores rabbis bo'is olav kanor, it's then chakeloi, because that is clearly signs of Mashiach. We're going to get back to that. Om Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and said, Ein Meid Avod Bo, Alib Adar Shekulei Zakai, Oy Kulei Chayiv. Mashiach's going to come in a generation that's either Kulei Zakai, Ukulei Chayiv. Bedar Shekulei Zakai, how do you know that? Tchsiv, Amich Kulon Tzadikim, Lo'ilam Yershu Oretz. Bedar Shekulei Chayiv, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked, he saw there was nobody. It was a darsha kulay chayev. There wasn't one vestige of schos. Nothing. Vashtei nachtei muksev lemani es. Om Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Shuvan, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Shuvan Levi asked the following stira. Ksev, the pasuk says beita. Viksev achishana. The pasuk says hakotun yil elef. Vahatsoyer lagoy otzum ani Hashem. Ba'ita achishena. Now, ba'ita means in its time. Mashiach's going to come in its time. What does achishena mean? It's going to happen really, really quickly. So which one is it? Rabbi Shua Malevi Rami, it says ba'ita, and it says achishena. Said Rabbi Shua Malevi, zochu achishena. If the Yidden are going to be zaycha, meaning they'll be deserving, then achishena, Mashiach's going to come even before ba'ita. Loi zochu, but if the Yidden aren't going to be deserving, then ba'ita, then it's going to happen only ba'ita. So we've spoken a lot about this in the past. Matz Hashem will speak a lot about this tomorrow. But for now, Zokta Gemara Vaiti. Omer Rabbi Alexandri, Alexandri says, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Rabbi, Ksiv, it says, Va'ari, Am Anone Shmaya Kvar Enosh Aseh. So, Daniel, in his Nevuah about Mashiach, says, I see Mashiach, and it's coming really, really swiftly. How swiftly? It's coming like a cloud. Goes really, really fast. That's how Mashiach's coming. V'ksib, Rabbi Shuvah Levi said, I have a stira. It says, Oni v'roich v'alach hamar. That Mashiach is an Oni, he's a poor person, and he's riding on a donkey. So which one is it? Is Mashiach going to come really, really fast? Or is Mashiach going to come really, really slowly? So he said, Zachu, am anoni shmaya. Loi zachu, oni v'roichev al hachamor. So you see over here that there's two ways Mashiach could come. Mashiach could come if we're zoicha, and Mashiach can come if we're not zoicha. If we're zoicha, achishenu. If we're Zoicha, that's the Nevuah in Daniel. V'aru am anon eshmaya kvar enosh osay. If we're not Zoicha, then it's going to happen only be'itoy. If we're not happy Zoicha, it's going to come like that pasuk of Oni v'roich v'alachamar. Again, what this all means, so we're going to see that tomorrow. Omar leishvar malka l'shmol, amitu Mashiach al-chamar os. He said that Mashiach is supposed to come on a chamar. Heard the rabbi say, Mashiach's a poor man, he's riding a donkey, it's moving really, really slowly. That's the whole idea of the chamar. It goes very, very slow. Meaning Mashiach's going to come. So he said, if you want, you know, I'm part of the royal family. I have one of these thoroughbreds. It's one, right? A triple crown. If you want, you can have my sus. Take it. Mashiach will come much faster. He told him, he says, I hear, it's not a bad idea. He says, maybe you have one that has different colors on it. Rashi says he was, I'm telling him something silly, telling her something silly. The idea was because he didn't want to engage in this conversation. And this Gemara is perhaps the defining Gemara in the entire sugya. He was sitting at the entrance to the cave where Rav Shimon Vayichai is buried. He was in Miron. On my way, he told him, "Asino la'alma da'asi? Am I going to merit a portion of the world to come?" Unbelievable. Rav Shua Belevi is not sure if he's going to be Zoicha Teilam Hab. So the first thing he asks Eliyahu Hanavi when he sees him is, "Am I going to merit a portion to the world to come?" On my way, so he told him, "Im yirtza adoy." Im yirtza Hashem. Says, if Hashem wants, I don't know. Amr Rav Shua Belevi says, interesting, Shnayir Isi. You know, we're only two people here, me and you, but the koil gimel shamati. I hear the koil of someone else. Rashi says it was the koil of the Shechina. So Rav Shua Belevi continues talking to Eliyahu Hanavi. Amalei, he tells him, Emas Asi Mashiach. Tell me, Eliyahu Hanavi, when's Mashiach going to come? When is the Geula finally going to happen? Amalei, so he told him, why are you asking me? Zil Shaila the Didei. Why don't you go ask Mashiach? He says, Mashiach? I didn't know he's around. Ve'ichi Yosef, where is he? So he told him, Apischa Dekarta. He's sitting at the entrance to the gate. The Goyen says, the gates of Rome. Rashi says, the gates of Gan Eden. It's Elu ve'elu divir l'kim chayim. We'll see that in a moment. He says, well, my simoni, okay, so I'm going to go to the gates of Rome. But how am I going to know who he is? See, he told him, Yosef b'nei anyi soiv l'chaylon. It's a beautiful Gemara. He says, Mashiach sits together with the chaylon Yisrael. And he says, v'kulon shoru v'asir b'chad zimno. And these chaylon all have bandages, and they have many bandages, and what they do is, they're keep on bandaging and unbandaging their wounds, but they do all of them at a time. So if someone has five, he'll take all five bandages off, and then he'll put all five down. But Mashiach, iu shori chad v'asachad, he only does one at a time. Why, Amar? Dilma mavino v'lo yakiv. Maybe I'm going to get a call right now that it's time for me to come, and I don't want to have to even wait that moment that it's going to take for me to put my bandages back on. Either way, that's what Mashiach is. Go to the gates of Rome. You're going to see a bunch of chaylim. Go look around. There's one person who is metapa with his bandage a little bit different than everybody else. He's Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Azal Gabe. Reb Shuvan Levi went to the gates of Rome and he saw Mashiach. Amalei, so he told him, Sholim Alecha Rebbe Umayri. Amalei, so Mashiach responded, Sholim Alecha Bar Levi. He said, Sholim Aleichem Bar Levi. Amalei, so he told him, Le'emas Asimar. He says, when are you going to come? Amalei Hayoy. He said, I'm going to come today. Says the Gemara, why? I couldn't believe it. So he goes running back to Eliyahu Hanavi. He goes back to Miron. He said, what did he tell you? So he said, Amalei, the first thing he told me was, Shalim Alecha Bar Levoi. He had this verbatim. He said, Shalim Alech Bar Levoi. Amalei, so Eliyahu Hanavi told him, now, the first question you asked me, whether you're going to have a portion of the world to come, you don't have to ask me that question anymore. You just got your answer. Because if Mashiach called you, he spoke to you, it means you're a Ben Olam Haba. Not just that, he mentioned your father's name. Bar Levi, it means your father's also a Bar Olam Haba. So, Rav Shua Levi was very happy. But then he told him, Amalei Shikuri Kashakarbi. I want you to know that Mashiach lied to me. Why? Why did he lie to you? He said, Amalei Hayoy Masino. Because I was there yesterday, and he told me he's coming today. And yesterday came and went. And Mashiach didn't come. Amalei, so Eliyahu Hanavi told him, he didn't understand what he was telling you. Amalei, he was telling you, Hayoyim, but in the Kodesh Shemo. Mashiach could come today, But there's a condition. There's a pasuk. Hayoyim bekoyle sishmo. This is the song. Emasasi mar. Hayoyim bekoyle sishmo. It's this gemara, right? So emasasi mar. Mashiach said, when am I going to come? Hayoyim today and bekoyle sishmo. If you're going to listen to me, Mashiach absolutely, positively could come today. One more gemara. Shalu tamid master beis ben kisma. The tamid master beis ben kisma. Emasai ben David ba. When is Mashiach going to come? Omar said, he told him, Misiorani shema tevakshu mimenu ois. I'm afraid that you're going to want an ois from me, a proof that what I'm telling you is true, and I don't want to go down that road. Amrulay ain't on a mevakshim emchois. We're not going to ask you. Amaleis, he says, okay, then I'll tell you when Mashiach's going to come. L'kishayipal hashar hazeh. When this shar, this gate is going to fall down, v'yivna, and it's going to be rebuilt. V'yipal, it's going to fall again. V'yivna, and it's going to be rebuilt. V'yipal, and then it's going to fall a third time. So when the shar is going to fall a third time, you almost get the sense, like he's talking about a World War III. But when the shar is going to fall a third time, the emas speaking with noise, and we ourselves aren't going to be able to put the pieces together, acha ben David ba, until Mashiach is going to come. Amrulei Rabbeinu Teinlan Ois. So they told Rabbi Yisrael Mekisma, can we have an ois? Amrulei V'loi Kacha Martim Li, Sheinatem Bevakshim Imenu Ois. Didn't I tell you? I didn't want to tell you because I knew you were going to say this. They said, I hear, but no. Amrulei Bevafal Pekin, I'm a fart. Let's say it really quickly. Give us a noise. Amrulei, okay, listen, you know, you want it that badly. You have to be persistent. You really want it, I'll tell it to you. When the water of Pamayas is going to turn into blood, if that happens, then you'll know what I'm telling you is true. Meaning, an ois that what you, Rebbe, are saying is true. He says, if that happens, you know I'm telling the truth, says the Gemara, v'nefchu l'dam. V'kachava, that's exactly what Rabshas p'tir osoy. When Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was nifter, amu lehem amikuli, aroyni. By the way, the p'tir of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is actually associated with one of the most infamous stories in the entire Teresh of Alpeh. And that is when Rav Chanina ben Tradium was killed. The Gemara says Rav Yossi ben Kisma was nifter, and all the chashuvei of Rome went to his levaya, and on their way back, they saw Rav Chanina ben Tradium, who was teaching Torah b'Rabim, and it's precisely that's when he was killed. But either way, it says the Gemara, b'shas p'tirase, when Rav Yossi ben Kisma was nifter, Amalem, he told him, hamiku li aroini. He says, take my urn, and I want you to put it very, very deep in the ground. Why? She'en kol dekel v'dekel shab b'bavel, she'en sushal parsiyam nikshabai. Because there's going to be a time where every single dekel and bavel is going to have a horse of a Persian tied to it. Okay, that wasn't this point. This point was the next thing. There's going to be a time where there won't be an Aron Eretz Yisrael she'en sus madai oichol bei teven, where the horses from Madai are going to eat heaven. So I know that at some point they're going to want to take all the aroinos out. So do me a favor, just dig me very, very deep inside the ground. It's like this, maybe they won't find my aron. That was Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, b'shas p'tirasa. Either way, we had another festa amid Gemara. And by the way, there's a lot more to come. But another festa amid Gemara with regards to Mashiach. And again, there's so much here, so many different mamori chazal, and it's very difficult to try to reconcile all of this. But I think it is kedai to try to come up with a few things, a few dvarim misuyomim that we can take out of this Gemara. So just two aras on this Amid Gemara. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Im ra'isa dar shemismait v'hoylech chakeloi." If you see a generation that's poiches v'hoylech, where things seem to be going really, really badly, it's a sign that Mashiach's coming. Therefore, chakeloi shenema v'am oni toshia. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to save the am oni. Then Rabbi Yochanan continued. He said, "Im ra'isa dar shetzaris rabbi's boyisolav." If you see a dar that has many terrible tzaris, chakeloi, you should wait and daven for Mashiach. Shenemar ki yovei kanor tzoch ruach Hashem noises aboy. The samachle, and right next to it, it says volatziim doyels. Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, said that you want to know what a simon of the coming of Mashiach is. If you see a generation with this terrible tzaris, the tzaris are flowing like the waters of a river. That means that Mashiach is coming, and as a result, he said chakela. Rabbi Chanan, in his ikfas of the Mashiach, it's at the very end, the very, very end, he quotes the famous Gemara in the Sechtis Makis Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. And just for a little bit of context, Rabbi Chanan, of course, was Hashem Yimkum Dama. He was killed by the Nazis during World War II. And Rabbi Chanan was a Talmud Muvik of the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim famously said that he felt that his generation was very much the times of Ikstam Mashiach. I once heard from the Mashkiach, Ramatisyo, I'm sure Dovi has all the pratim of the story, but I once heard from the Mashkiach, Ramatisyo, he said that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Elie Lapian, that Rabbi Chanan was in England between World War I and World War II. And he told him that Chafetz Chaim told him after World War I that this is the first part of three wars that eventually will bring Mashiach. He said the second one will happen be'erech 25 years after the first one, which was absolute nevuah. And he said it's going to be much worse than the first one. But he said that's not going to be it. There's going to be a third war. That's going to be Gog and Magog, and that's when Mashiach is finally going to come. But either way, the Chafetz Chaim spoke a lot about the coming of Mashiach. I mean, they witnessed, come on, every Gemara that we just learned, they saw in their generation. It's terrible what was going on, and Rabbi Chanan as well. Either way, at the end, to try to give chizuk, and to try to make his point of Ikfas in the Mashiach. So Rabbi Chanan quoted the Gemara Masechtas Makis Daf Chavdala, the last Gemara. Kvar Hoy Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozman Azayev, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva Mahalchim Baderech. So the Gedoyle, Gedoyle Atoinon, these were the Chachme Yavna. They all were walking together. Says the Gemara, and they came to the Har Habayis, and Kivon Sheigiu Lahar Habayis, Ro Shul Sheyotzim Yves Kotche HaKadoshim. They saw facts emerge from the part of the Har Habayis where once upon a time the Kodesh HaKadoshim said, Hischilu Heim Baich, and they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mitzachik, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amru Leide told Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Matam Mitzachik, why are you laughing? Amru Lehem, so he turned to them and he said, Mipnei Matam Baichim. He said, why are you crying? Amru Leide told him, Makam Shekasav Bay, V'Hazar HaKorev Yumas. This was a place that was so Kodesh, that a Zor, a Yid, if he would go, was Chayiv Misa. Even the Kohen Gadol couldn't go if it wasn't Yom Kippur. The Achshav and now Shualim Hilchu Boy. Now a fox, a behemoth, Temeya is going out of there. V'lei Nifka, shouldn't we cry? You're missing the whole point. That's exactly why I'm laughing. The Chsiv, because the pasuk says, "Va'idali Edim Nemanim Es Uriah Hakohen Ves Vischaryo Ben Yevach." Yeshaya Novi says that there are going to be two Edim Nemanim, Uriah Hakohen and the Novi Zecharyah. V'chimayin Uriah Etzel Zecharyah. Uriah ben Mikdash Rishon, v'schayah ben Mikdash Sheni. Elo, tola hakosin, nevoasin shal schariah, v'nevoasin shal Uriah. So the Akiva had a drasha. He said Yeshaya HaNavi was equating on some level the nevuah of Uriah and the nevuah of Zechariah. But Uriah ksev, by Uriah, the pasuk says, lochein, beglalchem tzion tzodeh ticharesh. Tzion, the Harabayas is going to be plowed like a field. V'yushalayim iyan tiyev, the Harabayas levam isyar. It's going to be a forest. B'scharya ksev, oid yesh v'uskeinim v'uskeinis b'rchoyvis v'yushalayim. V'sham mishante b'yadoy m'roiv yavim. So said Rabbi Akiva, there were these two nevuas. Nevuas that were literally mikatsa la katsa. Uriah spoke about how terrible things are going to be. That the situation is going to reach such a low point where Tzion tzodet ichoresh, Yerushalayim iyan tia, v'harabayis labam isyar. Zechariah said just the opposite. Oyesh v'skeinim v'skeinois, b'choyves Yerushalayim. He said, actually, in the sky of Nevuasi shalt Uriah, Hayisi misyare, shalay tiskayim nevuasa shal zchariah. But achshav she niskayim nevuasa shal Uriah. Now that I see that the nevuah of Uriah happened, because shualim hilchubai, the harabayas became like a forest, biyodua, now I know she nevuasa shal zchariah miskayemes. And beloshen hazeh, omrili, they turned to Rabbi Akiva, who had an ability to always give people chizik. Akiva nichamtoni, Akiva nichamtonu, hajun aloch, right? That's the siyam to Masechtas Makis. Either way, Rabbi Chanan writes at the very end of his ikfasid the He says, "V'chein anachnu." I'll read to you from inside. Biroisenu shemeskaimim banu kol advarim sheido hashira. He was referring to Shira Sazino. How the pasuk says, "Ki yodin Hashem amoy v'alavod of yisnechem." The pasuk we spoke about last night. So he said that you see, the first part of the pasuk was neskaim to such a degree, "Ki yodin Hashem amoy." It has to be that the second half of the same pasuk is going to be in the sky as well. You know what we have to do? We just have to be avodim. So if we could be avodim, we'll be zeichetem to avodim yisnechem. But either way, Rabbi Chanan was giving the same chizik Rabbi Akiva was giving. It came to the point where that was the only chizik he can give. Rabbi Akiva said, it's terrible, it's horrible. The only thing I could say is that if this terrible nevuah happened, then the good nevuah is probably going to happen as well. So said Rabbi Chanan, it's one pasuk. Ki yodin Hashem amoy, avodim yisnechem. If ki yodin Hashem amoy happened, that's the really bad nevuah, that's the equivalent of Uriah's nevuah, then it's mistaber that the good nevuah, the nevuah of Zechariah, that nevuah is going to happen as well. But the truth is that it's a little deeper than that. That is, Vilna Gaon, in his Evan Shlema, brings, the pasuk says, it's an Amos Perikei, Nafla loisosov limpoil, oid kum besuas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to fall. They're not going to fall again. Kum besuas Yisrael, and that's going to somehow bring in the Yeshua. So the Gaon asks, what does it mean? Nafla Yidden are going to fall, and they're not going to fall again. If you're on the ground, you can't fall. You have to stand up first. So Nafla, if they fell, then by definition, it's not possible to fall again. You can't fall if you're lying on the ground. Said the Vilna Gaon, Pshat is when the Yidden are going to fall, and they're going to fall to such a degree that it's impossible for them to fall more, because they literally hit rock bottom. It's at that point that you know Kum Besuas Yisrael. That's when Mashiach's going to come. Medrash says it's Nari Meyofar Kumi when Klal Yisrael Magi LaOfer Misham Asidim Ligal. But when there's Nafla Leisoysev Limpo, it's at that point that's Kum Besuas Yisrael. So Shteling Tzu said the Chasam Soif in a Jerusha. He said that's the Tifkite in the Gemara over there. Masechtas Makis. Pashit Rabbi Kiva was making a hackish that there was the Nevuah of Uriah, there was Nevuah of Zechariah. So actually in a sky of this, maybe that won't be in the sky. But if Uriah happened, then it means that Zechariah is going to happen. Okay. It's much deeper than that. You know what the Tifkite is? The Tifkite is this Vart. That's when it's Kum Besuas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, when they reach a point where they can't go down anymore, the only place they can go is up. At that point, there's no choice other than Kum Besuas Yisrael. When Rabbi Akiva saw that Shul was Yoytze Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim, he started laughing. You know why? Because he felt we hit rock bottom. At this point, you can't go any lower. It's not possible. It's not physically possible for things to get any worse. And if it's not physically possible for things to get any worse, at that point, he said, it's the Kemen Mekavazayin LeYeshua, because at this point, it's taken not possible for it to get any worse. The Sephorna in Parshas Vayetze, we all know the Pasuk. V'hoyez ha'racha kafar ha'aretz, u'faratz da yama v'kedma, v'tzafayna v'negma v'nivruchu v'chal kol mishpacha yisra adama, u'vizaracha. Listen to the words of the Sephorna. And then Ufarat Acha, she is Zaracha Kafar Oret. Keinyon Vatasimi Keeret Goyech Ukechutz LaEvrim. Vizeh, what does that mean? Sheyu Betachlos Ashiflos. When the situation is going to be so bad that we're going to be Betachlos Ashiflos. Vahoya Zaracha Kafar Oret. Oz, it's precisely at that point that it's going to be Kum Besuas Yisrael. That's when it's going to be in the sky and the Vuasa Shalskaria. Oz Tifroids Ba'oret. Asherat
that
when Klal Yisrael is in the Shvala Matzav, when Klal Yisrael is Vahoya Zaracha Kafara Oretz, it's at that point precisely Ufaratz the Yom of Akedma Vitzafoina Vinegma. That's the Droshes Chasam Sofer who explains the Tifkeit in that heckish. Between the Nevuah of Uriah, the Nevuah and Zechariah. I thought that maybe this is also related to the idea that the Heilige Bnei Yisascha brings in Maimer Tamazov, where he talks about that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, and what he brings from the Rebbe, Reb Doivber, who, the Mezritcha Magid, who said that when the Goyim came in to destroy the first of Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Kruvim were Me'urim Zevazah, even though they were only supposed to be Me'urim, Bizman She'oisim Ritzan Hashemaka. But the point is, there's a counterintuitive idea, and that is that when Klal Yisrael is low, bad things happen. But when they reach such a low point where things can't get any worse, Adarabba, that's when things get better. When the nega is hafach kulay lavan, it's tahar, right? That's the tifkai, where it's nafla, but it's so low that it's leisaisav limpoil oid, it can't get worse. Kum besuas Yisrael. When it's v'hoya zaracha kafara oretz, then it's Ufaratz the Yom of Akedma. Where Rabbi Akiva saw the Shul Yoytzimi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, now he was happy. He wasn't laughing. Doesn't say Rabbi Akiva saw the Churban Gevahal. It's so funny. It doesn't say that. Kiva was, you know, Rabbi Akiva laughed when we hit rock bottom. That was when he laughed. When it got so bad, it was so ridiculous. It was so low, he knew at this, that's precisely when Mashiach comes. Mashiach wasn't born during the 9 days. He wasn't born on Shavasa B'Tamaz or Asar B'Tavis. He wasn't born on Rosh Chodesh Av when it's Mismata B'Simcha. He was born on Tisha B'Av. He was born on the lowest of low, at the low point. That's when the Geula comes. That's when it's the Kum Besuas Yisrael. But either way, Zavada says Rabbi Yechanan, when things are bad, it's not good. But when you see it so bad, the tzaris are coming like the Nar Chakeloi, because that's a sign that Mashiach's coming. When things are that bad. Either way, just one other Ha'ara. So we mentioned Rabbi Shua ben Levi meets Eliyahu HaNavi. And he asks Eliyahu HaNavi, Emas Kosimar, when's Mashiach coming? He says, when you ask him. He says, Mashiach, I didn't realize I can go talk to him. He says, yeah, he's sitting at the gates of Rome. So Rashi says, it was really the gates of Gan Eden. The Vilna Gaon says, the gates of Rome. He asked him, he told him, Ayoin. He's a liar. He says, no, you don't understand. Not Hayoyim Mamush today. What he meant was Hayoyim in Bekoidlo Sishma. But one thing is a little bit mashma from this Gemara. It's mashma from the Gemara that Mashiach is alive. He's a boss of Adam. In Rabbi Shua ben Levi's dar, he was sitting at the gates of Rome, right? He's a person. He's a chayla. He has bandages. As always, mashma in the Gemara. So I saw the Magal Siyam on this Gemara. He brings Rabbi Chaim Vital. The Nirulani is Daiti. This is Rabbi Chaim Vital. Ke Mashiach Yevadai Adam. He's a real person. Tzadik, obviously. Noiled me ish v'isha. He's a yolud ish v'isha. V'yigodol b'tziv kosoi ad keitz hayomim. V'yizke b'maisav l'naran kadishin. He's going to be zoicha to tremendous madrigas. V'oz b'yoy mahushal akeitz. When Hashem is ready to reveal him as being Mashiach, Hashem is going to take a neshama from Gan Eden. He's going to put it inside of him. And he's going to be the goyel. So they're both true. It's elu ve'elu divrei kim chayim. Mashiach is sitting at the gates of Rome, and Mashiach is also in Gan Eden. How's that possible? Mashiach, the person, is a real person, a regular person. He's a yeludish, the isha. He's sitting at the.
To go speak to him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so he's sitting at the gates of Rome. In terms of his the neshama, that's in Gan Eden. That's the elu ve'elu divrei kim chayim. But it's yidua. It's in the chelik vot. The chasam soifer in the tshuva. Listen. The chasam in the tshuva. It's in tshuva tzadik ches. It's in shaylos and tshuva chelik vot. I'll read it to you inside. Vehine. Behod the pias ben David. Tzorich ani latzia atzah achas. There's something I need to explain to you. You have to know this in order to be able to understand Mashiach. Who? K'moy shoyim Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to this. Shoyim agoyel harishoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first goyel. He was the first one to take the yidden out of their first galus Mitzrayim. Nizdakim shmoy neshana. Moshe was already 80 years old. He was an old man. He had no idea that he was Mashiach. Even when Hashem came to him by the snare, and he told him, Lech, ki ashalchach el paroi, mikomokim sire, v'lei rotzal lekabel alatmi. He didn't want the shtela. He didn't want the position. He said, give it to my brother, Aharon. Says the Chasam Sofer. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the first goyel, but he had no idea that he was the goyel. Kein yim yetz Hashem ha-goyel la'achrein. The same thing is going to be the goyel la'achrein. U'miyoyim shechar beis ha-mikdash, from the day the beis ha-mikdash was destroyed, literally, from that day. Miyad noilad echad ha-roi b'tzidkos elias goyel. At that point, somebody was born who could have been the goyel. U'kshegi azman, yigale elav Hashem yizbarach, v'yishvachu, v'oz ye'ora olav ruchay shal Mashiach ha-tamah v'gonaz l'maylo. Ad boy, I'm skipping a little bit. Kain haya begoyel arishoin, v'chein yeh begoyel ha'achron. V'atzadik hazeh ba'atzmo, he says, the Chasam Sofer, eine yodeya. He doesn't know he's Mashiach. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know he was Mashiach, this tzadik doesn't know that he's Mashiach either. U'bavayneisenu, ki robu, kvar kama v'kama mesu, v'loizochinu shi'ara lem ruchay shal Mashiach, ki gam heim roi l'kach, aval ador loy hoya roi. And it says, a matter of fact, you know how many Mashiachs died? Every generation, there's a Mashiach who dies. Someone who could have been Mashiach, he would have been, had the dar been roi l'kach. The problem is that the dar wasn't roi. Ulam, k'shigi azmanim yetz Hashem, yigal le'elav Hashem, k'moy l'moyshe b'sneh, v'yishalcheo, oyli Yisrael, levadai l'melech. Either way, it'll be neskal. So Mashiach is a boss of a dar. Now, he has a special neshama that he doesn't have now, said Reb Chaim Vital. That neshama is in Gan Eden, and when it's time for him to come out, he's going to be infused with that neshama. And that's Rashi who says Mashiach is in Gan Eden. I, the Goyin, said he's in Roimi. I, the Goyin, can argue with the Rishon. I, the Goyin, said he's in Roimi. It's both true. The boss of Adam at that point was a Chayla, who was at the gates of Rome. That's where he was. Now, from that Gemara, it sounds like he knew he was Mashiach, right? That's why he was. Was that your Kasha before?
No.
Oh, okay. But that would have been a good Kasha.
yeah,
I'm getting around.
My Kasha's on the Sons of Yam. They say the Rashi and the Goyin is one thing. Is that
yeah.
From the Rome to Rome.
If you talk to Mashiach, then you could.
See Mashiach.
Number one, number two, the shara that falls down three times is the shara. It's the same shara. So right, it's a metaphor.
Uh-huh.
Mashiach says.
Yeah, I understand. He's old. I get that. I hear.
I think Mashiach says connected to Pesach.
Uh-huh. Well, that's in Gan Eden, where it's connected to Pesach. I saw that. Right. I'm just telling you the Mahalach of the Reb Chaim Vital, the Hoyben of Mahalach. Either way, Zok to Gemara Vaiter. Omar Ula. Ula said, Yesi, I want Mashiach to come. But I hope that I'm not there when Mashiach comes. So Ula said, I'm davening for Mashiach because a yid has to ashrei kol chay chiloi. You have to wait for Mashiach. But at the same time, he said, I would prefer if I'm not there when Mashiach comes. V'chein amar Rabba. Rabba said the same thing. Yesi, but I hope I'm not there. Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yosef, said Yesi. I hope Mashiach comes. The Eske, I want to be Zoicha, the Isef Betula, the Kufisa, the Chamre. May I be Zoicha to sit in the shadow of the Tzoya of the donkey of Mashiach. Mashiach is Ani Veroich Balach Amar. Says, I'm willing to sit in the shade of the Tzoya that comes out of that donkey. Amal Abayi L'Rabba. So Abayi, who was Rabbi's Talmud, Amal told him, my time. He says, Rebbe, Rabbi, why do you want to be the one Mashiach? Everybody wants to be the one Mashiach comes. So he told him, Ilema is the reason Mashum Chevli Mashiach. Because you worried about the Chevli Mashiach. But tiny, we learned in a brayso. Shol, tell me this, Rabbi Lozo. Ma yasod v'in asam Chevli Mashiach. What should a person do to spear himself Chevli Mashiach? Yasik b'terek v'il chasod. You know what you should do? You should learn Torah, and you should do chesed. Umar, and you, Rebbe, ha Torah, v'gmilas chasodim. You have Torah, v'gmilas chasodim. So he said, what are you worried about? Amal Lesi, he told him, it's true. I have Torah, v'gmilas chasodim, Hashem yigam chet. Maybe I'll do an Avera between now and then, and maybe I'll lose my Torah, my Gemilas Chasadim, and I won't be protected. Hashem told Yaakov Avinu, you have nothing to worry about, I'm going to watch you. Because the Pasuk also says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzeloi, that Yaakov was very worried. It doesn't make sense. How could Yaakov have been so worried if Hashem just gave him a Havtocha? He was worried that maybe he'll do an Aveira, and because of that, he's going to lose that. Like we learned in a Brayso, and this is, of course, a Masechtas Brachos Daf Dalet fame. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Zu Bi Arishayna, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. So the Yidden, when they sang Shira, so they said, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. Now, the first Ad Yavar is referring to the Bi Arishayna, when the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael the first time with Yeshua Benot. The second Ad Yavar is referring to the Bi Ashliya. That's when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra. And the Pasuk seems to equate the two, makish the two. Emer meyato, ruin hoy Yisrael lasalam nesu v'yashniya givir rishayna. The Yidden could have had a miracle by the v'yashniya just like he had by the v'yashniya. Elo, you know why they weren't zoicha to it? Shegar machet, because they did an aveira. So what do you see from here? You see that aveiras can cause a person to have a... What chet was it, by the way? What was the chet? So the Marsha says in his Chedush HaKadosh, I think he says in a Masechta Yuma Daf Yudam at Beis, the chet was that the Yidden didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Gemara says 42,360 of them went up to Eretz Yisrael, but most of the Yidden stayed behind. That was the chet. The chet was they didn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Had they gone to Eretz Yisrael, then it could be that everything would have zokt the Gemara v'chein Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said the same thing. Yesi v'lo yachmina. I hope Mashiach comes, but I don't want to see it. Amalei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, are you worried because you're afraid that the following pasuk, a pasuk in Amos Perikei, is going to be Niskayim? The pasuk says that you're going to be like someone who runs away from a lion, and as you're running from the lion, you're going to bump into daif, into a beer, and then you're going to come home. You're finally going to make it home. You're going to think you're safe. You're going to put your hand on the door. There's going to be a snake that's going to bite you. So, is that what you're worried about? Because you think that pasuk is talking about loss of love and Mashiach Saitan, and you're afraid. But he says, I think most people can use this as an analogy for their life on this world. Right? Think about it, says the Gemara. The person goes out to the field. A santa that was a tax collector. He comes. So he doesn't take the phone call, right? Because he doesn't want to meet him. Then he goes home. Then the gabbai comes after him for money. That's then when he finally comes home, he sees whoever he goes, he needs money. This tax collector wants from him, that tax collector, and then he finally comes home, his children want from him. He's Daimi Kamisha Nachash. She says, what are you worried about? He says, this, I think this wasn't Sky. We have this today. That's not Chevel Mashiach. I don't think you have to worry. Elo, he said, Mishum Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Shalu no, Ru'uim Yoilid Zachar. Is it possible for a man to give birth to a baby? The answer is not. So he said, Madua Royisi, says the Navi. This is your Miyo talking. He says, how come I saw Kol Gever Yadav Al Chalatzav, that they're a man, they're holding themselves as if they're giving birth. And their faces have turned pale. That maybe is the tkufa of Ikfasut HaMashiach, where before Mashiach comes, there's going to be Chevle Leida, and in this case, there's a little bit of a pun here, where the men are going to have Chevle Leida. Sakti Gemara. I was thinking the same thing. Myro Isi Kol Gever, Amar Rava Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Mi Shekol Gvura Shalai. I'm going to tell you what this pasuk means. You know what the pasuk really means? Meaning it's not possible for a man to give birth. So when it says Madua Ro Isi Kol Gever Yadav, the Gever is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi. Mi Shekol Gvura Shalai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in pain. Why? Umay v'nefchu kolpanim li'erok. And what does it mean that everyone's faces are going to turn pale? And that will explain why Hashem is in such pain. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, pamalya shel malo, upamalya shel mato. B'shosh, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alalu masa yodav, alalu masa yodai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, halalu masa yodai, falalu masa yodai, hecha abed elu b'pnei elu, because l'asad lovay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wanting to bring the geula. But the geula is going to come on the backs of the Umay Zaylam, on the cheshvin of Goy Gumagi. And Hashem is going to say, Mecha Tesi, I should redeem Klai Yisrael and take out Goy Gumagi. Halalu Masa Yadai, Valalu Masa Yadai, right? Masa Yadai Toivim Biyam. So these are my Masa Yadai as well. It's at that point that the faces of Pamal Yosham Mal and Pamal Yosham Mato are going to be Nefach Li Eirokin, they're going to turn pale. Because Yidin, who had thought that the Geula is going to come, now they're going to see that maybe Geula is not going to come. Either way, Omer HaPapa, Hanad Amrish, what people mean when they say, Rohat V'Nafal Tura, an axe runs and falls, V'Azal V'Shadi Le Susya Pe'urye. And then the master of the axe takes its trough and gives it to a horse. Rashi explains the mashal. This is like a Dubna Magiz mashal. The mashal was, it was a person who had a shar. He really liked his shar. He also had a sus. He liked the sus, but not as much as the shar. And he used to take his treasure trough and he would give it to the ox. One day the ox got injured and it couldn't be busy with the trough anymore. So he said, I'll take the trough, I'll give it instead to my sus. Then when the ox got better, so the master had to take the trough from the horse and give it back to that. But it was hard for him because he loved the horse as well. So that somehow is the mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loves Klai Yisrael more than Umay Sa'ilam. But halalu masi yodai. They're also masi yodai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem loves them too. It's not going to be that easy to take Eretz Yisrael back and give it to the Yidden. It's not going to be as easy as you think it is. Either way, this was the fear of Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that I'd rather not witness. I'd rather not be there. I hope Mashiach comes, but better if I'm not there. Om Rav Gidel, Om Rav. Asidim Yisrael. By the way, so what does it mean? What, we're more self-confident than Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba and the Gedalia Meiram? What's that? Okay. Let me know when it's done. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Asid and Yisrael, the Ochli Shnei Mashiach. The Yidin are going to participate during the Shnei Mashiach. Who said this? Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef told Rav Gidol, Pshita, really? Ve'leman Ochlu, who else? If not the Yidden, who else is going to be around when Mashiach is going to come? Chiluk Ubilik Ochlu? Is it going to be Chiluk Ubilik? So I don't know who they were. Rashi's the one really people. Either way, but it was a way of saying, Vendan. Zakhti Gemara, Lafukidref Hill. No, Rav was saying something very profound. As a matter of fact, he was coming, Lafuke something that Rav Hillel said. Amar, Ein Mashiach Yisrael. Mashiach's not coming. Shekfar Ochlu Bimechis Giyo. Because the Yemoisi Mashiach happened already. When did it happen? Happy Mechis. So we had the Gemara that said the Chizkiyo could have been Mashiach. Here, Rav Hillel ratched it up a level. He said, no, not Chizkiyo could have been Mashiach. You might say Mashiach already happy Mechizkiyo. So what does that mean? So we can see the Gemara is going to talk about it again in tomorrow's daf. As a matter of fact, Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef is going to say, may Hashem forgive Rav Hillel for saying something like this. What do you mean? Chas v'sham to think that Shekvar Ba and Shekvar Ochlu b'Mechizkiyo. Omer Rav said, Ivri Alma, Elu David. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Lemoisha, Rav Yochanan Amar, Lemashiach, and this is of course of the Droshas El Ami fame, right? We spoke about this at great length at the end of the daf on Friday, whether the Iker, the Tachlis of Brias Olam was David. Rashi says, who was David? Shaya Asid Leimer Kama Shiris Visishbachis, Lemoisha, Bishvil Moisha, Shaya Asid Lekabel Es HaTorah. So two Drachim was the Iker David HaMelech, who sang Shiras V'Sishbachis, who was the Iker Moshe, who was Mekabel the Torah. So we spoke at the Drosim from Abamiel, who said that sounds like David, that's more maybe the Chesidah Shemahalach of Shiras V'Sishbachis. Moshe, that's a little bit more the Litvah Shemahalach. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Mashiach, either way, Zokta Gemara, Mashmai. What's Mashiach's name? Devei Rav Sheila, Amri Rav Sheila said, Shiloh Shemai. The name of Mashiach is Shiloh. Shenema Adki Yavai Shiloh. The Rabbi Yana Yamri, Yinoin Shemai. Mashiach's name is Yinoin. Shenema Yehish Shmoy Lo Olam Lifnei Shemesh Yinoin Shmoy. Reb Chanina Amar Chanina Shmoy. His name is Chanina. Shenema Ashrei Loi Etein Lohem Chanina. V'yesh Oimer Menachem Ben Chizkiyo Shmoy. Shenema Ki Rochak Mimena Menachem Meishav Nafshi. Rabbanan Amri Chivoro Devei Rebbe Shmoy. Shenema Ochein Chol Yeinu Hu Nosu Machivinu Sevolu Vanachtu Chashuvnu Nogu Amukei Eloikim Umeuna. Amar Rav Nachman. Stop here. But just before we finish, one last Ta'ara, and that is a little bit of a digression, but it's just worth speaking out. And that is that Rabbi said, I'm afraid of Chevle Mashiach. He said, I'm afraid. I hope Mashiach comes, But I hope I'm not there. Why? Says the Gemara, Amale, Abaya told Rabbi, I don't know what you're worried about. Because we know that the way for a person to be saved from Chevron Mashiach is by learning Torah and by doing Gmilus Chasadim. V'hamari, says Rebbe, you have Torah, you have Gmilus Chasadim. To the extent that you have Torah, you have Gmilus Chasadim, he said, Rebbe, I'm not sure what you're worried about. This Gemara Masechet is Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. So the Gemara over there is talking about Beis Eli. So we know the sons of Eli sinned, and because of that they were cursed, and the curse that they got was that nobody was going to have Arichas Yolam. Zok the Gemara. Rabba v'Abaya mid the Beis Eli ka'asu. Rabba and Abaya both came from Beis Eli. Rabba the Asik b'Torah, Rabba learned Torah, Chaya Ban Shnin. He lived 40 years. Abaya the Asik b'Torah, Gemilas Chasadim. Abaya who was Isaac in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. So he lived 60. How does this Gemara, if there was Taisa Parakela, the Taisa would be right here, for sure. But there's no Taisa Parakela. So, Frank Taisa Kasha, I don't understand. How does this Gemara shtim with this Gemara over here? This Sanhedrin Sadi Chesam and Beis. The Gemara said that Rabbi was afraid of Chevron Mashiach. So, Abaya told him, he said, I don't understand what you're worried about. Don't we know? Yasik Peteira, Ubrik Milos Chasodim. Umar, and Abaya tells his Rabbi, Rabbi, you have Torah and you have Gemilas Chasadim. So what are you worried about? Says Tosfos v'yeshloimer dimikomokim abaya osak tfei mine. Rabbi did Chesed and maybe enough Chesed to be saved from Chevron Mashiach, but not as much Chesed as Abaya, and therefore not as enough Chesed for him to have been zoicha to have arichus yomim, for him to have lived an extra 20 years. By the way, it always bothered me. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'olam nizam b'shul chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni died by b'krav churim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos." Reb Chaim Volozhin in his Sfarim says that you see from here, Reb Chanina b'ni was the biggest baal Chesed in the world. Kol ha'olam nizam b'shul chanina b'ni. He wasn't writing checks, but at the same time, kol ha'olam nizam b'shul chanina b'ni. So it always bothered me. Rabba wasn't Isaac Gmilas Chasadim. Rabba Bar Nachmanis, Rabba's Rebbe, Zabaya's Rebbe. What do you mean he wasn't Isaac Bechesed? Don't you think Kol Oilam Nizayin Bishvil Rabba Bini? You would think so, unless you see from here that you have to be Isaac and Chesed, right? It's not enough to learn Torah as a result of which there's going to be Chesed. There's an idea of being Isaac and Chesed. Right, but it's Chesed Begov. But either way, so Frey Taisa Kasha, again, how do you stand the two Gemaras? So I said, you have to say that it's true. Of course, Rabbi did Chesed. That's the Gemara over here in Parakel, looks like Hedgeside the guys over there. But he didn't do as much Chesed as Abaya. That's why he wasn't Zaychat and same Arichas. But the truth is, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi had a different Gersa. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Chesem and Aleph says, Abaya Verova, mid the base Eli also. Abaya Verova. Kach Shamati, says Rashi. That's the right Gersa. I mean, there were two Gersais. There was a Gersa Abaya v'Rabba. There was a Gersa Abaya v'Rabba. Tosfos Kash is all predicated on a stira, meaning both Gemaras are Rabba. But Rashi, I have another Gemara. Abaya Gemara was really, the reason it's a problem is because Rabba was a Kohen. Rava, loy shamanu v'loy ro'inu v'loy matzinu, that he was a Kohen. It would come from here if he came from Beis Eli. It certainly sounds like, oh, maybe it wasn't Menachaben. But either way, I'll just tell you one charifus de gecheshmen that Rabbi Yaakov Emden makes. That is based on two Gemaras, both in Masechtas Brachas. One is Brachas Memches Amid Aleph, and the other one is Brachas Nun Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Abaye v'Rava habi yosvi kameh de Rabba. Abaye v'Rava were young children, and they were both sitting in front of Rabba. Amalu Rabba. So Rabba tells Abaye v'Rava, "Lemi mevarchin? When you make a bracha, shakl niya b'dvarim. Who are you having in mind?" Says the Gemara, "Amalu the Rachmano." So what do you mean? Hashem. For Achmana Hecha Yosef. And where is Hashem? So Rava Achvi L'Shmei Talala. Rava pointed to the ceiling. He said he's in the ceiling. Abaya told Rava, let's walk outside. Nafak Lebro. And Achvi Klapi Shmaya. He pointed to the heavens. Amaluhu Rava. So Rava said, Travaichu Rabbonan Havisu. I could tell you're both going to be stars one day. These were young prodigies. I know you're going to be stars. Haidu Damri Inchi, boots and Mikitve Yadi. A farmer can tell already once the fruit starts spreading, he can tell when a fruit's going to be a good fruit. So either way, Rava was able to see Simonim and Abaye v'Rava at a very young age, that they were destined to greatness. But Ashenegeil in Yonenu, what do you see in this Gemara? You see in this Gemara, Abaye v'Rava were around the same age. They were both children at the same time. Pretty clear. There's another Gemara. Brachis Nun Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara says that Abaye v'Rava, who come together in Shas so often, in addition to all the similarities that they had, they also used to dream the same dreams. They used to dream the same dreams. As a matter of fact, after they had a dream, they were a little worried about the dream. They used to go to a Yid. His name was Bar Hedya. He was a world famous Poiser Chaloimois, and they would go to him, they would want to know what's Pshat in the dream. The Gemara says that Abaya used to pay Bar Hedya, give him a few dollars before he asked him to be Poiser Chaloimois. Rava didn't pay. Now, because Bar Hedya was getting paid from Abaya, so he was incentivized to give him, he wanted him to keep on coming back. So he used to, every time he had a job, oh, you're going to be a Gvir, this is going to be great, that's going to be amazing. Everything that was supposed to happen was going to be great. Rava didn't pay him, and Rava never got good feedback. One day, Rava said, what's going on over here? I don't understand. Abaya is getting all these wonderful things happen to him. Me, everything is so miserable. So he does a little bit of investigative work, and he finds out that all it was a couple of dollars. So Abaya was paying him, he wasn't paying. So Rava decided, from now on, I'm going to start paying him. Says the Gemara, Rava again had a dream. And he comes in to Bar Hedya, and he tells him about his dream. So what was his dream? He says, Chazaya padna da Abaya v'nafal. In my dream, I saw Abaya's house fall. Abaya's house fall. V'kasya nafke, and I was covered by the dust of Abaya's house. Bar Hedya, I need you to explain it to me. Amalei, so he told him, I have good news. Abaya Shachif, I mean, this is not so good. Abaya is going to die. Umisif de Asi Lagabach, and you're going to take over his yeshiva. The end, the Gemara says, he had many dreams like this, and all the dreams were in the sky. Says Rabbi Akivandan, what do you see in this Gemara? Who lived longer, Abaya and Rava? Rava lived longer. Because Abaya's house fell. Rava was the one that was covered by the dust, which meant that after Abaya dies, Rava was going to take over the yeshiva. Rava was going to be Rosh Yeshiva. So we know that Abaya and Rava were children at the same time. How do we know that? That's the Gemara Brachas Mem Chazam and Aleph. They both came to Rabba at the same. He pointed to the ceiling. He pointed to the Shemaim. We also know that Rava outlived Abaya. So Zakir Yaakov Enden, how could you understand this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? You have a Gemara that says Abaya and Rava, they both came from Beis Eli. Rava, who learned Torah, lived 40 years. Abaya, that learned Torah and did Chesed, lived 60 years. How could Abaya have lived 20 years more than Rava if they were children at the same time? And we know for sure that Abaya died before Rava. Zakir Yaakov Emden, checkmate, it's a riot to Tosfos Girsa. It's not Rava, it must be Rava.